health researchers are waging an attack against sugar. This is the latest in a long line of foods that are believed to be bad for us, but researchers are saying that we eat so much sugar that it dwarfs the risks posed by previously vilified foods. In this light, the government has recently proposed new nutrition policies that include a fresh take on sugar. Reporter Audrey Quinn takes a look at our changing perception of the sweet stuff.
Lisa Young's a nutritionist and a professor at New York University. And today, she's in a Manhattan grocery store, following up on the whereabouts of a certain suspect, added sugar.
I'm curious about this teriyaki sauce.
She grabs a bottle off the shelf.
10 grams of sugar. That's a lot of sugar. That teriyaki was good. I didn't realize it had so much. You know, you don't even realize.
She finds her target again in the light option salad dressing. 7 grams of sugar.
Yeah, so I mean, pasta sauce also, you'd be surprised.
9 grams of sugar. Young's worried about what all this stealthy sugar is doing to our bodies, and her concern comes from research like Kimber Stanhope's.
I'm Dr. Kimber Stanhope, and I'm a research scientist at the University of California, Davis.
Stanhope says sugar, it travels in your small intestine right to your liver.
That gives the liver first rights to all the sugar we eat.
The sugar we eat, both basic table sugar and high fructose corn syrup, one of the main parts of it is something called fructose. When we have too much sugar, we overload our liver with fructose, and that makes it turn some of that fructose into fat.
And there's two problems with turning that into fat.
One, that means the liver sends more fat into the blood, which increases your risk for cardiovascular disease, heart and blood problems. And two, the fat that stays in the liver causes the liver to have problems with insulin, which increases your risk for diabetes. This overloaded fatty liver, it might sound familiar. It's what happens when you have too much alcohol, something a lot of us try to limit because we know it's bad for our livers. But here's sugar doing something very similar, and I bet your liver's the last thing on your mind when you reach for that second donut.
Why should this concern me? I'm someone who takes decent care of my body. I don't have a family history of diabetes.
So even in a healthy person who might not even gain weight, it's possible that this damage is accumulating over time.
But scientists warning us about sugar have a bit of a PR problem. Nutrition history. Sugar's not the first food to get this villain treatment. We spent the second half of the last century being warned against fat, eggs, and salt. And scientists have come back around on all three of those. Foods we've misidentified as bad for us could fill a whole book. British people in the 1600s thought tomatoes could kill you. The Pythagoreans of ancient Greece wouldn't even touch beans. What if sugar's just the latest example of misdirected concerns?
I think that is a completely fair question, and I don't blame you a bit for asking.
Stanhope says yes, we have gotten a lot of conflicting messages about food in the past few decades. But the evidence against sugar has been growing, and she trusts it's going to keep growing.
It is going to only become more definitively proven that sugar is bad.
Nicole Levine is a neuroscientist at Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. About 15 years ago, she noticed a lot of people talking about how they felt addicted to sugar.
There really wasn't any scientific evidence. There wasn't really any carefully controlled or conducted studies on this.
So she joined a team that was starting a study, in rats to begin with.
We started off looking for, you know, just simple classic signs of addiction. Would these rats show signs of withdrawal, or would they show signs of binging or tolerance if we just simply let them have access to sugar solutions?
And that's what she found. And then she started looking at the brains of rats showing signs of sugar addiction.
So we started looking at different neurotransmitters like the opioids and dopamine. And we noted that there were changes in gene expression, changes in the release of those neurotransmitters that were similar to what you'd see if an animal was on a low dose of a drug of abuse like nicotine or even alcohol or morphine.
These sugar-hooked rats' brains looked like drug addicts' brains. In the past few years, she's been working with human subjects and finding similar things. People who show addiction-like behaviors towards sugar, they also show drug addiction-like changes in their brain. To be clear, we're mainly talking here about foods with added sugar, not healthy foods with natural sugar like apples or yogurt. And this doesn't happen to everyone, but when it does, it seems to have something to do with dopamine, the brain chemical that makes us feel good. When you're eating something for the first time, you usually get a little boost of dopamine.
And then that goes away after you've eaten it a few more times.
But we're discovering when someone's addicted to a food, the dopamine release in response to candy corn, let's say, happens every single time you have a candy corn. It's no longer like a food, and it's more like what you'd see with a drug.
So maybe we aren't just weak-willed when it comes to sugar. There could be something going on biologically that compels some of us to keep eating it. The government's nutrition policies have so far been pretty hands-off when it comes to sugar. But their new draft for dietary guidelines recommends adults get less than 10% of their calories from added sugar. Right now, the average American gets 16%. And the Food and Drug Administration has proposed changes to their nutrition labels.
Because right now, the labels are totally unclear.
That's Lisa Young again, the nutritionist and NYU researcher. Right now, food labels just have one line for sugar, regardless of where it comes from. So if you're choosing foods based on sugar content, that cup of plain yogurt, which has a good amount of naturally occurring sugar from lactose, it looks just as healthy as that can of soda, which is all added sugar and no nutritional value.
There's been a big push to have a separate section for added sugar.
The FDA is proposing to give added sugar its own line on nutrition labels. They put the total cost for this relabeling at over $2 billion. But they expect that the effect of the new labels, a better awareness of added sugar, will lead to $20 to $30 billion in healthcare savings over the next two decades. For The Pulse, I'm Audrey Quinn.